Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
It's time for our great industries to come back to America. I want them back to America.
President Trump at the White House signing the order levying a tariff on imported steel and aluminum.
Protecting our steel and aluminum industries is a must, and today I'm simplifying our tariffs on steel and aluminum so that everyone can understand exactly what it means. It's 25% without exceptions or exemptions, and that's all countries, no matter where it comes from.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled the FBI must release some records related to the investigation of then-former President Trump's handling of classified documents. The case has since been dismissed since Trump won the election. In the Phoenix suburb of Scottsdale, Arizona, officials say a business jet veered off a runway and collided with a second parked business jet. Officials confirm at least one person was killed and three others hurt. A fourth refused treatment. This is ABC News. Russia. President Trump to slap tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, including imports from Canada and Mexico.
Canada and Mexico are interesting there because it was just only a couple weeks ago where we were talking about the pause that the president had put on those sweeping tariffs on the neighbors to the north and south. The president trying to demand action from Canada and Mexico on the issues of fentanyl and migration. But he said over the weekend in an interview with Fox News that, you know, something more has to be done. He said it's not enough what those two countries are doing.
ABC. Karen Travers. Did you know it costs almost 4 cents to mint one penny? So President Trump announced on Sunday that he's ordered the administration to stop minting the 1 cent coin. The order coming after decades of unsuccessful efforts to end the penny. Apparently, U.S. law gives the Treasury Secretary the authority to mint and issue coins, quote, in amounts the Secretary decides are necessary to meet the needs of the United States, close quote. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A dog is supposedly a man's best friend. But in the movie Dogman, they are one and the same. The film, about a canine police officer and his human handler who become one following surgery after being injured on the job, is number one at the box office for a second week in a row. The family-friendly canine caper pulled in almost $14 million at the domestic box office this past weekend, bringing its two-week total to $54 million. Two newcomers filled spots number two and three from last weekend. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes opened in second place with a weekend weekend haul of $8.5 million, and it was Universal's action comedy Love Hurts that came in third place with $5.8 million. Mufasa the Lion King is showing serious resilience, finishing at number 4 with just under $4 million in its eighth week of release, and with domestic totals now at $235 million. Finishing out the top 5 is the horror sci-fi comedy Companion, which brought in $3 million in its second week in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers this evening, clearing and cold overnight, low 15 below, wind chill to 30 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow, high only 5 above. More flurries possible Wednesday. Even a few snow showers, staying cold, a high of 10. Currently, it's 4.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many areas in Milwaukee are considered a food desert. That's why there's the mobile market. You'll find out how you can use it yourself. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the brand new week to you. The destruction of our government continues. There's a few bumps in the road. Our single guest for the day, Dean Obidala, will be telling us a little bit about that. Also, the Supreme Court is corrupt, Congress is a rubber stamp, and the president is lawless. What comes next? We'll talk about that in a minute. That's my op-ed today. Also, our democracy is under siege. Five former secretaries of the Treasury have written a scathing New York Times op-ed. Basically against the dodgy threat to America. And Senator Andy Kim says Congressman Andy Kim says he's open to shutting down the government if Trump continues dismantling agencies. Oh, and emboldened racists are now impersonating ICE agents throughout America. Look out. Dean Obidala is going to drop by in our second hour, talking about how Trump is making the U.S. less safe from terror attacks. Why would he want to do that? Actually, history gives us a good answer to that question. We'll get to that with Dean Obidala at the top of the next hour. In the second hour, Congress has collapsed. An ex-GOP insider says Republicans have no fix for the next big problems. In our third hour, why would Musk go after an agency that works for consumers? Turns out maybe there's a good reason, at least good from his point of view. And if, like many Republicans, you liked seeing L.A. burn down, you'll love what's coming this summer because Trump just laid off thousands of federal firefighters. Isn't that great? Oh, my. All right. So my op-ed today, my daily take published over at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Supreme Court is Corrupt, Congress is a Rubber Stamp, and the President is Lawless. What Happens Next?" And so J.D. Vance is now saying that he and Donald Trump don't have to obey federal judges. He tweeted, quote, "Judges aren't allowed to control the executive's legislative legitimate power." This is how autocrats run things. It's an extraordinarily dangerous moment. And I think it's important that we put this in a historical context. It was Tuesday, July 17th, 1787, when 50-some-odd men got together at what was then the City Hall in Philadelphia. It's now called Independence Hall, to write the Constitution. And they drew their inspiration for that day's efforts, that July 17th, 1787 effort, from Charles de Montesquieu, who had published a book. He was a French philosopher and a philosopher. In 1748, he wrote a book called The Spirit of the Laws. And in The Spirit of the Laws, Montesquieu pointed out that it is absolutely critical that if you want to have a government that doesn't devolve into tyranny, that doesn't become an autocratic strongman single-party state, that you must have at least three separate branches of government that have relatively equal powers relative to each other. In this case, the legislative, Congress, the House and Senate, the executive, the presidency, and the judiciary, the courts. In fact, this is a quote from his 1748 book. He said, when the legislative and executive powers are united in the same person or in the same body of magistrates, there can be no liberty. Again, there is no liberty if the judiciary power be not separated from the legislative and executive. So as this topic came up in the morning of July 17, 1787, in Philadelphia, James Madison stood up to speak. And, you know, his words were recorded. He said, by quill pen, but recorded. He said, if it be essential to the preservation of liberty that the legislative, executive, and judiciary powers be separate, it is essential to a maintenance of that separation that they should also be independent of each other. In like manner, a dependence of the executive, the president, on the legislative would render it the executor as well as the maker of laws. And then, according to the observation of Montesquieu, tyrannical laws may be made that they may be executed in a tyrannical manner. Montesquieu conceived it to be absolutely necessary to a well-constituted republic that the two first should be kept distinct and independent of each other for guarding against the dangerous union of the legislative and executive departments. In other words, if the president were ever to dictate all terms to Congress, which then became a compliant rubber stamp, regardless of how excessive or even illegal the president's actions became, that, Madison said, finishing his little rant, quote, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. We're there now. In simplified form, you know, basically the system that Madison and his compatriots came up with was that the legislature creates agencies and funds them, the government. The president's job is to, and this is a direct quote from Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, to quote, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Of course, the laws were created by Congress. And the role of the Article 3 courts is to make sure that neither overstep their authority and independently arbitrate disputes between them. Those decisions must be final. The Supreme Court's decisions must be final for the system to work. However, we've had this 44-year-long war against American government, against American democracy, against James Madison and the founders that was funded by a bunch of, initially some fossil fuel billionaires, later a larger group of billionaires, now the tech billionaires are in on it. This was originally called the Reagan Revolution, then it was called the Bush Revolution, then the Trump. There's 1,500 radio stations, there's three television networks, there's multiple newspapers and other publications, over 200 TV stations. Hundreds of billions spent to purchase and then elect politicians. And all of this American democracy and government, after 240 years, is finally on the verge of collapsing and being replaced by something very much like Viktor Orban's Hungary or Vladimir Putin's Russia. Both houses of the Congress are controlled by Republicans, and in both cases, every single Republican senator and member of the House of Representatives has just rolled over and said, okay, Donald Trump gets whatever he wants. The president, so that's the that's the legislative branch. The executive branch, the president is just nakedly breaking laws and just saying, Congress, courts, I dare you. And the courts, you know, are just beginning to weigh in, but now J.D. Vance comes out over the weekend and says that he can do whatever he wants. He can ignore the courts. And in fact, the only way courts can have their opinions enforced is by having federal marshals do it. And who do the federal marshals work for? Oh, that's right, Pam Bondi. And who does Pam Bondi work for? Oh, that's right, Donald Trump. This is Pam Bondi, our attorney general, who's investigating FBI agents who were looking into Donald Trump's crimes when he stole top secret documents from the White House, took them down to Mar-a-Lago, and left them out where Russian spies could wander in and photocopy them. He conveniently left a giant photocopy machine there, too, right next to them. Wasn't that nice of him? This is the very definition of a constitutional crisis. when one branch of government says we're going to completely ignore the other branch of government, or even in this case, the other two branches of government, and just do whatever the hell we want. We don't care what the law says. We don't care what the courts say. And we're going to find out. I mean, we're already hearing stories that even though a federal judge told Donald Trump and Elon Musk that they cannot suspend federal payments, that farmers in the Midwest and, you know, and people all over the world are not getting federal payments. That money is being withheld in order to finance tax cuts for billionaires. And here we have, and by the way, this was all facilitated by the Supreme Court, by five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court in Citizens United in 2010, saying that bribery is just fine. If you want to, if a billionaire wants to own a politician, no problem. And there, and so here comes billionaire Elon Musk saying, I'm going to own Donald Trump. It only costs $270 million. Not even a billion, not even a half a billion. So, and then we look at, you know, Elon Musk. Well, what's in this for him? Well, let's just go through the list. The FAA administrator had launched an investigation into SpaceX. Now he's been fired. The Department of Justice was looking into possible violations of securities and other laws by Musk and Tesla. That investigation is probably going to die. The USAID inspector general was investigating Musk's Starlink. He's gone. The Department of Defense's inspector general opened a review into alleged failures by Musk and SpaceX to properly disclose contact with foreign leaders. You know, like Putin? He's been fired. The USDA Inspectors General was investigating alleged animal abuse at Neuralink, Musk's brain company. He's been fired. The National Transportation Safety Board, overseen by the DOT, had several open probes into Tesla. Odds are they'll be dropped if they haven't been already. The EPA had settled multiple lawsuits with Tesla for, you know, hazardous waste violations and violations of the Clean Air Act. Now that the EPA is being gutted, there probably won't be any more. The National Labor Relations Board, overseen by the Department of Labor, had 17 open investigations against Tesla and SpaceX for unfair labor practices, safety violations, and discriminatory work process practices that are probably now, you know, moot. The FCC was carrying out investigations and had issued court orders relative to Musk's business. The Federal Trade Commission was overseeing some of Musk's companies and had a consent decree in place. And the Air Force and the Pentagon's Office of the Undersecretary for Defense for Intelligence and Security had launched reviews into Musk and SpaceX's compliance with federal reporting requirements. I think you can safely say all of these burrs under Elon Musk's saddle have been removed. And if not so far, they probably will be soon. That $277 million investment that Musk made is going to pay billions in returns, it appears. Welcome to James Madison's very definition of tyranny. What can we do? Raise holy hell. Call your members of Congress, call your representative, call both of your senators, particularly if they're Republicans. And don't call them up and say, I'm a Democrat, I'm offended by this. Call up and sound like you're a Republican. You know, this doesn't sound like conservative to me. This doesn't sound like small government to me. This sounds like a strongman takeover. I didn't sign up for this. That kind of thing. 202-224-3121. Or look up their local offices. Sometimes local offices are even better to reach out to, particularly when the federal offices are not taking calls or are shut down. The White House comment line is only working 12 hours a week right now, by the way. Bizarre.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Former Treasury Secretaries say this is our democracy is under siege, and racists are pretending they're ICE in order to rape women. Stick around. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable.
meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets 5 areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So we've cleaned up our diet, we've removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, and so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer a natural, plant-based solution for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually works. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease the nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 20% on everything on their website, including their sleep products.
CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
To forge a brand new land, three powers locked in balance, a system built to stand. They warned us of corruption, of kings who take it all. But now the billionaires are laughing, watching democracy fall. Madison warned us, but nobody cared. Now the wolves own the courthouse, the judge just stares. Congress takes orders, no fight, no debate. And the president's daring the world to complain. Welcome to Madison's nightmare, where the law is just a joke. Justice is for the rich.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Our democracy is under siege, writes five former Treasury secretaries. You may recognize these names. Robert Rubin, Lawrence Summers, Tim Geithner, Jacob Lew, and Janet Yellen, all former Treasury secretaries, wrote an op-ed in the New York Times, quote, "While significant data privacy, cybersecurity, and national security threats are gravely concerning, the constitutional issues are perhaps even more alarming." They're talking about the, quote, "arbitrary and capricious political control of federal payments." They go on, they're talking about, the dodgy workers. They say their power subjects Americans' payment system and the highly sensitive data within it to the risk of exposure potentially to our adversaries. People often rely on these funds for survival, making any risk of their cutoff or delay existential. Any hint of the selective suspension of congressionally authorized payments will be a breach of trust and ultimately a form of default. And our credibility, once lost, will prove difficult to regain. Yeah, you think? Meanwhile, Senator Andy Kim, I thought Andy Kim was a member of the House of Representatives. Did he get kicked up to the Senate? Oh, yeah, he replaced Bob Menendez, right? Ah, okay. Senator Andy Kim says he's open to working with other Democrats to deny Republicans the votes necessary to keep the government funded. Yeah, you know, March 14th, I think, is the deadline for coming up with, you know, a new budget and funding the government for the next year, or there will be a shutdown. Senator Kim says, we could just back out of this, basically. I'm paraphrasing. We can just back out, us Democrats, and I don't think the Republicans can pull this thing off. We'll see.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Now, my guess is no matter how bad the deal is, Trump is going to bring these Republicans to heel. But it's going to be interesting to see.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know
that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, THOM.TV. Check it out.
On the screen with his circus lies, 40 minutes of fear, 40 minutes televised. He's ranting, he's raving like it's all for show, while Biden's out there but nobody knows. 60 million jobs in 4 short years, built with truth, not chaos or fear. But the cameras don't care, they're chasing the flame. Where are the Democrats to win this game? Where are the Democrats? Why don't they fight? Trump screaming fascism in broad daylight. The fire's still burning, but no one's there. Where are the leaders who used to care? Where's the FDRs, the LBJs, calling out the green, showing us the way? If democracy's dying, we can't sit back. So where are the Democrats? Kamala said it's a 5-alarm fire.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Just a few quick facts here. 8 of the 10 poorest states in the U.S. are controlled by Republicans. 10 of the last 11 recessions started under Republican presidents. The only 3 presidents to lower the deficit in the last 50 years were Obama, Clinton, and Biden. 6 out of 7 presidents with the highest job creation rate since 1945 were Democrats. And GDP growth under Republican presidents averages 2.5%, while it averages 4.3% under Democrats. So... meanwhile, emboldened racists are now impersonating ICE agents. Alex Breeden's headline over at the Daily Kos. Authorities in at least 3 states, he writes, have arrested men for impersonating ICE agents to harass and assault people of color. One of the men arrested is Sean Michael Johnson of South Carolina, who in disturbing video footage is seen leaning into a Hispanic driver's window saying, "Y'all got caught. Where are you from? Mexico? You from Mexico?" Johnson asked before yelling, "You're going back to Mexico." In the clip, Johnson leans over the driver, grabs the key, and mocks the driver's accent. The driver then calls a friend and says in Spanish, "I don't know, man, he's saying immigration." Angrily, Johnson knocks the phone out of the man's hand. "Now, don't be speaking that pig Latin in my effing country," he says. And the guy, the passenger in the car, says in Spanish, "He's crazy, he's a racist, man." Johnson's now been charged with three counts of kidnapping. His family told the judge he has alcohol and mental health problems. Similarly, a Temple University student was arrested for impersonating an ICE agent in Philadelphia. His name is Aiden Stiegelman. He was acting alongside 2 friends who are still at large. They were trying to get access to a university residence building, claiming to be ICE agents wearing black shirts with police and ICE on them. And in Raleigh, North Carolina, Carl Thomas Bennett is accused of impersonating an ICE agent and then raping a woman. Bennett allegedly threatened to deport the woman if she did not have sex with him. He also reportedly showed her some sort of card with a badge on it. Daily Kos reached out to ICE spokespeople to ask, you know, what's going on with this, but ICE is not returning calls to the press, or at least to Daily Kos, apparently. This is what happens when you promulgate racist laws. You empower the racists. And, oh, boy, do they feel empowered right now. It's incredible. So what's on your mind today? James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Up indeed. It's frightening. And you have to say, where is the end of this going to be? Because any judge is going to interpret the Constitution the way it was written, the way the black and white words are on it, that there's supposed to be 3 equal but separate branches of government, and one is supposed to have checks and balances on the other.
Yeah.
But when thank goodness the entire court system, but when they've concentrated on the Supreme Court, wasn't that Karl Rove's agenda? About 20 years ago.
You know, Rove certainly was enthusiastic about it, but it's principally been Leonard Leo's agenda, to the best of my knowledge.
Oh, of course. Of course, but that's now. I mean, this didn't just happen.
No, this goes back to Nixon. I mean, I'm forgetting his name now, but he was the single most liberal member of the Supreme Court. And Nixon had John Mitchell threaten to investigate his wife, and that essentially caused him to resign to prevent his wife from having to be dragged before Congress and before the Department of Justice. Yeah. And he had done nothing wrong. She had done nothing wrong, but he resigned. And that gave Nixon, I believe that was the seat that Nixon put Lewis Powell into, but I could be wrong on that. But it was right around that time. That was in the early 70s. And that was when the court finally went to the right. The court had been to the left all the years prior to that, even though it had had a majority of Republican appointees. Earl Warren and several of the other people who'd been appointed by Eisenhower, had kind of turned to the left. Abe Fortas was the guy who got kicked out. Thank you, Jerry. That's right. Yeah.
Fortas.
Yeah, Abe Fortas. But, I've been saying for a long time we need to pull in Abe Fortas. We need to be publicly humiliating Clarence Thomas and Alito, Sam Alito. But apparently they're not the kind of people who care what you have to say. You know, humiliation is something that they're just fine with because they just ignore it. They're the kings of America, and they think that they're bulletproof, metaphorically speaking.
Unfortunately, the times of cognitive dissonance, misinformation, people who are willfully ignorant, who will not consider reality. It's frightening. But where is this going to go? It's like you said, when the judges make these decrees, who's going to enforce it?
One of two things happens, James. Either Trump prevails and we end our system of government that has, done well for us for 236 years now, I think. Or the courts prevail and a few Republicans in Congress grow a spine and Trump gets back down. I'm not holding my breath on that, but those are basically the choices. And I'm guessing that we'll know within the next couple of days. James, thanks for the call. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Happy Monday to you.
Back at you.
Hey, Tom, I'm cool. Hey, thank you. Tom, listen, Donald Trump had talked repeatedly about pulling out of NATO. He said it many times. Then he's picked a fight with NATO, saying that they should pay their fair share. My question is that if Donald Trump goes through with this taking over Gaza, would NATO be obligated to go along with them? And if they do, who could stop it from happening over there? Who could stop from taking over Palestine? Because Hamas is a small army, and I don't think they compete with the United States. What you think of that, Tom?
NATO is technically not required to go along. Even if we were attacked in Gaza, we would have to be attacked in the United States. Article 5 says if any country is under attack from an external force, all of NATO gets together and goes along with it. That said, though, when George W. Bush lied to the world and said that, Al-Qaeda was being sponsored by Afghanistan and by Saddam Hussein in Iraq, all of the NATO nations, or at least most of the NATO nations, sent troops to both Afghanistan and Iraq. So there's precedent for what you're describing, Andre. I don't think that they will go along with it now. I think Trump has, really damaged our relations with NATO. I do think it's very possible that he will pull us out of NATO. And if he does, then Europe is going to have one hell of a crisis. So great question, Andre. Thank you. William in Caledonia, Illinois. Hey, William, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Let me go here just a little bit without interrupting me, because that's how my mind works. Sorry about that, but
I'm listening.
Anyway, okay, I want to roll back here to Trump's first term, 2017. What happens in Saudi Arabia? We got the purging of the princes, several other things. Possibility our CIA helped him get the information. We roll along, we get the orb. Now we roll into Jared walks out of there in the Middle East with billions. And next thing we know, here the Saudis are again, and they're financing the Twitter through Elon.
Yep.
And then, you know, Elon goes on Joe Rogan and he gets a little stoned and he makes kind of fun of being the world's richest public figure. He talks, hey, look, these guys are really rich. They don't report their incomes. They don't report anything else. And, you know, in 2023, China, I believe maybe Xi personally brokered a deal between Iran and the Saudis, kind of put a cap on the hostilities or whatever. And, you know, that's fair. But right now, the money that is pouring in, the meme coin, the overnights, and you look at the meme coin, and all they say is, oh, it's whales investing. Well, I'm not reading National Geographic. There's tons and tons of money here. Tom, I'm looking at the end of this, and here's what my biggest fear is. Our American military is going to be mercenaries for the Saudis. And the other day, when Donald said obliterate Iran, that was his message. And I'm fearing that the most. All of the other stuff, and thank you very much for keeping that blinding light and shiny objects and keeping people on task to look at the facts.
Yeah. I share your concern, William. I think Trump, right at this particular moment in his presidency or in his career or in his life or whatever, is lusting after a Nobel Peace Prize, and he thinks the Middle East can get it to him. I'm very skeptical of that. I certainly, taking over Gaza isn't going to do it. Saudi Arabia has already said no to that. But yeah, going after Iran, he's also talking about cutting a new deal with them. So we'll see. I think the Iranians are concerned. But anybody who thinks that you can take on Iran, I mean, Iran is an advanced nation, 70 some odd million people. I think it's 74 million people. It's huge, and they've got a massive.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So taking down Iran is going to be a hell of a lot more difficult than apparently anybody in the GOP thinks. Stay tuned.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So we're all just human. You know, I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. It's a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily. It's like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or, you know, binge out on cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get 20% off on your first order. Fieldofgreens.com. Use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get you 20% off.
Elon Musk steps into the light. Billionaire dreams burning bright. A fascist salute to the crowd takes flight. And the shadow it casts chills the night. My heart's with you, he calls to the throng. Together we'll fix what's been broken too long. But as his hand rises, the echoes take form. A specter of history, fueling the storm. Fascist salutes and shadows, what do they mean? A flash of the past in the modern machine. The richest of men with the world in his palm stirs restless waters, ignites the alarm. Promises gleam. Safe city, secure.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Helen in Florissant, Missouri. Hey, Helen, what's up?
Well, I got the first ray of hope over the weekend. Pope Francis and Al Gore and some other leaders in other countries gathered together for a conference. And they're saying that the only way that we have a future is with our children. And so they're gathering together to make some big statement, basically, about the health of our children, that they need food, they need health, they need a clean environment, they need education and freedom. And so that's the points that they're making. And I hate to tell Trump, but I think the Pope has more power than Trump.
You know, with regard to the United States, I don't think so. But I get what you're saying, well, Helen. I mean, the Pope had been saying to outlaw abortion for years and years and years, and it only, you know, it only happened recently. And it wasn't the Pope who made it happen.
But the many people in the United States that may have listened to Trump will listen to the Pope first.
Yeah, hopefully. And I was unaware of this meeting, but, you know, hopefully something good comes out of it and some widespread publicity happens. I'm skeptical, but we'll see. Helen, thank you for informing me about that. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I attended two protests last week, and I was happy with the number of people we have, but I was not satisfied. We need more people going out on the street protesting. Trying to call and change these guys is not going to do it. We need people out and about because we've got a chance to save this country only if we do some work doing that. And that means getting out and protesting.
I agree. Tell me about the protests you attended, Ziggy.
I attended one in Albany and one in Binghamton, and they were both very good. We protested, marched around the Capitol. We went and visited our senators, and I did speak to one of the senators' assistants. What happens there is they send an assistant down who talks to us.
This is U.S. senators or state senators?
U.S. senators.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they take notes, but everyone's got everything they want to tell them, and they kind of know what we want anyways. Mm-hmm. So what I told her when I had a chance to is I said, I want you to tell your boss, Chuck Schumer, that something that he doesn't want to hear. He's got to stop coming out with his glasses over this end of his nose, reading a speech, and not inspiring anyone whatsoever. I told her, you might as well send John Fetterman out there and have him sing I Love Mar-a-Lago. We need people with fire in their belly out there fighting for us.
Yeah.
And she kind of said, okay, she'll actually pass that one on.
Was that at Schumer's office that you said that?
Yes.
Wow. Good on you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got to start fighting. We got to get them to start doing something. They're, I mean, I can talk to you all day about it, and you already know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you hear already, the Republicans are saying already that we are in a post-constitutional period.
Right.
So
right.
Some people doesn't count anymore. Waking up to.
Did you visit Gillibrand's office? Your other senator?
Yes. And we talked to her. Actually, I just talked to her on basically, you know, she has to be out there. We don't see her, you know.
Did you see her
There's
in person or
on.
Did you talk to her people?
No. The way it worked is you went to the office and then they sent somebody down to all the protesters. And then that somebody would sit and stay around to talk to people individually.
I see.
And that's how it worked.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Okay.
I get it. Ziggy, thanks for the report. And good on you. And hopefully more people will join you in the future. Endbribes.com, I'm assuming?
Yes. I'm still doing that, definitely. But got to help save our country.
There you go. Ziggy, thank you. We'll be right back with Dean Obidala.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Get Native.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former police officer and podcaster Mark Motorson, who will discuss a fun true crime event at the Appleton Historical Society. And our pal film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration again ordered to immediately restore frozen government funding.
The federal judge in Rhode Island said, no, you can't freeze that money in and of itself, too. So he ordered that money be unfrozen. And then an argument was made in court that the federal government didn't comply with that. So this judge in Rhode Island has now just today ruled that the government did not comply with his order and must unfreeze those grants.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The administration ordered federal prosecutors to drop the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The Justice Department says the case comes too close to Adams' re-election campaign. In Guatemala City, the country's capital, a multi-vehicle crash spurred a bus to plunge into a gorge, fall 115 feet, and crash under a bridge on the outskirts of town. It landed upside down and half submerged in a stream, at least 55 people killed. This is ABC News. New Orleans